see. Do you think that his education?
Well, no. I might have done a very
okay. Now, your second husband. What was his name?
Anthony.
Okay. And where is he from?
He's from Louisiana. New Orleans. Donaldsonville.
Oh, Donaldsonville.
That's where he was born, but he's, you know what I mean, he, when he came from, I'm giving you where he was born.
Yeah, okay.
But he lived in Louisiana most, lived in New Orleans most of the time.
Okay. Okay. And, what did he do for a living?
He's retired.
Hmm?
He's retired.
Oh.
Retired sergeant.
Okay, oh, he was, yeah, I knew him. Was he already retired after you met him?
No. He retired same year, I think. Same year we got divorced, he retired.
Okay. He just quit everything that year.
Yeah, everything.
let's see. How long were y'all married?
15 years.
That's about as long as you stand.
That's the part, isn't it?
My husband's grandmother was married 3 times, but each time it got shorter. She lived in the first one about 20 years, I think. And then the next one was only lasted about four or five, you know, not very long at all.
No family, don't they?
And then there's another guy she's only married to about 6 months. So, I mean, that, you know, she didn't do like you did. She just got shorter. Okay, let's see. Do you happen to know what year that y'all got married? Or how old you were or anything?
You mean my last husband?
Yeah,
sure,
your second husband.
My second husband was in 1951.
Okay. Okay. And do you know anything about his education?
Well, he went on and finished, got his, what you call it, GED?
Yeah.
Part of school and the service, you know, they can get anything they want.
Yeah, right. True. Did he go to Methodist Church too?
He belongs, he's a Methodist, all right, but he's an AME Methodist. But he went with me when he's here, but now he's married again, he goes to her church, which is the proper thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. When you were growing up, in Gonzales County, do you remember the house that you lived in?
I remember where I was when I was there. It's not there anymore.
Do you remember what the inside looked like?
Well, it was just a frame house, and they always had paper on the walls. But we saw them was a nice house. Nowadays, you wouldn't say, well, in those days, it was kind of a nice house.
Yeah.
Like it had an outhouse and everything, but it was a fairly nice house. Mm-hmm. I remember, especially the one that, I was born in. I went back to it afterwards. I didn't see it when I, because we moved away from there to another house.
Mm.
But I used to visit some people that lived there, and it was a very nice house, large and very nice house.
Can you draw me a floor plan of one of the houses that you lived in?
I can't draw. I definitely can't draw.
Just try. Don't draw what the outside of the house looks like.
I definitely cannot draw. That is one of my handicaps. I'm always so glad when I see my children draw something nice. I could never draw. You give me some math and I'm there.
Yeah.
Give me some English, but don't give me no pen to draw.
Okay.
Or nothing.
Okay. Well, tell you what. Let me draw it and you tell me where to put the rooms. Can you do that for me? Like,